Hey, Jeremy. Remember when I was talking about Dallas the other day and how his team did well?
Yeah.
Only lost one game in 4 years, and I said the mama wasn't an athlete.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
I just got a book of a text from her, response from her.
Ooh. Yeah, do you want to read it aloud?
I'm in a little trouble.
Okay.
Can you help me out?
Some hot water? No, that's a you problem. That is a you problem.
Joining us right now from Super Sports, he is Sam Brookhouse. What's going on with you this morning, Sam?
Hey, man, I've been listening along. I heard about that story with the woman and her kid, and if you can believe it, that's in Eunice, Louisiana. I grew up in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh, my
about
God.
30 minutes west. I'm going home for Thanksgiving. I live in New York now, and we're all getting like a little lodge. I have a big family, and we're staying in Eunice. So some interesting stuff happened out there.
Small
that I might
world,
keep
man.
An eye out
yeah.
for.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, well, Sam, you've got a lot going on, too, in the NFL. We're at the midseason point or somewhat like that. But first, this weekend, Ravens-Steelers. The Steelers have beaten the Ravens 7 out of the last 8 times. Lamar Jackson, his record, small sample size, not very good against them either. Does this game have more importance for one team more than the other?
You look at kind of how it's set up. I mean, both of these teams have performed incredibly this year. Despite the circumstances, the Ravens had a bunch of losses on their team, you know, going into the season. They've been able to overcome that, particularly on the offensive line, some of the guys going out. And you look at the Steelers, obviously controversy at quarterback, and both of these teams have been able to right the ship and right it for pretty much the whole season. The matchup I'm looking at is the Ravens wide receivers versus the Steelers cornerbacks. The Steelers' cornerbacks have not been great this year. Both of these teams' weakness on defense is the passing game. But I'm really going to look if Todd Monken and that offense can take advantage of kind of the cornerbacks that haven't really been able to tackle super well. They've been covering all right. But the Commanders were really trying to attack, in particular, Joey Porter last week. I think that's going to be the recipe for success for the Ravens.
Are you surprised at all how the Ravens now have the worst pass defense in the NFL? It's essentially the same personnel. I mean, you know, Patrick Queen, I think Trenton Simpson's actually an upgrade. I don't know where the difference is. Defensive backs are the same. It's almost the same people, but they're just not very good this year. They look confused.
Yeah, when we look at it at Sumer Sports, we kind of try to look at it from the systematic point of view. And coverage is a weak link system, which means if one guy fails, the whole team fails. And Brandon Stevens just hasn't been able to put it together this year. And then also you want to look at the pass rush game because it's kind of part and parcel there. And, you know, Jadeveon Clowney was kind of their guy coming off the edge last year. Kyle Van Noy is having a good year, but they haven't been able to generate a ton of pressure on a game-to-game basis. I think that plays a big part in it as well. And again, like just two guys going out in the NFL may make the difference in any given game.
I think our producer missed the boat when he had a chance to play the Commodores Brookhouse coming in. So anyway, we didn't get to that. But there are three gigantic games this weekend across the league, and we get to see one of them tonight with the Eagles and the Commanders, the other one obviously being Bills and Chiefs. But focusing, what are your thoughts on just these games, and are all these teams for real in your mind at this point?
Yeah, so Commanders-Eagles is a really interesting one. Obviously, the Commanders are a revelation this year with all the new guys coming in, particularly Jaden Daniels at the quarterback position. What I'm highlighting, though, is the Eagles' defense really was not all that good last year. And frankly, in the beginning of the season, they were not that good as well, and they really struggled against 11 personnel. You know, the most utilized personnel in the NFL, they've really turned that around. They're now on top 10 defense in terms of expected points added. The goal of that statistic is just to put yards in context and really understand what people are actually allowing in terms of points on a per-play basis. They've been very successful at that, primarily looking at that young cornerback group that they have with Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeShean playing in the nickel. They made some changes there. They've really turned it around. I want to see if the Commanders can take advantage of that after being stifled a little bit by the Steelers last week.
I'll stand here with Sam Brookhouse from Sumer Sports. Sam, I know you have a midseason all-pro list. Are any of them in this Ravens-Steelers game?
There's several in the Ravens-Steelers game. These two teams have performed really well. Big names, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, surprise, surprise. They've done fantastically together. On the defensive side of the ball, though, Cameron Hayward for the Steelers has really had a great comeback season. He's one of the few D linemen who we at Sumer Sports have tracked as really excelling in these kind of tracking computer vision metrics that tries to objectively look at how much pressure these guys are generating and how well they're doing in the run stuff game. Cameron Hayward has been awesome. And then kind of a guy under the radar, Patrick McCary, the guard for the Ravens, has been absolutely fantastic this year after getting bumped up into the starting lineup. He's over the 85th percentile, so one of the best players in the league in both the running game and the passing game. He's one of the few guys who has been successful in both of those. That's why I put him on my all-pro team.
And you had, I go back to guard, you have on your first team for guard, Kevin Zeitler with the Lions now. I was really surprised the Ravens let him go. I mean, did that catch you off guard when he actually made the move?
Yeah, the salary cap is a tough beast. I mean, we see this all across the NFL. We see it in the AFC North really going on in before our eyes with the Bengals right now. I mean, they didn't end up extending Ja'Marr Chase. They franchise tagged T. Higgins. Now they're in a situation where Burrow has played, you know, to the top of the league, MVP level, when Higgins is in there. And regardless, Chase has lit it up. I think it was kind of a similar idea, a veteran player that they thought they could move to a guy, you know, like McCary or Daniel Falele and get the same production. And boy, have they this year.
What do you think of the quality of football we're seeing? There's been a lot of talk about the league being down, a lot of bad teams in the league this year. What are your thoughts? Do you think the league has been down or we're seeing maybe a new trend?
You know, I was really trying to think about this as it was going around earlier in the week. My general love of football is always going to be there. Like, I enjoyed seeing the pressure come off the edge. I'm an old-time defensive player. I played at Tulane in college. And so I really enjoyed the pressure coming off the edge from the young players like Chop Robinson and Jared Verse in the Monday Night Football game, even though it was a little sloppy. I enjoyed some of the turnovers. I think it told us something about how the Lions can overcome adversity and how they may be a Super Bowl winning team despite the, what was it, 7 interceptions on Sunday Night Football. And moreover, you look at last Thursday, you look at how Baltimore and the Bengals played, and that was an extremely crisp game with two MVP candidates and great players all over the place on offense. And so I'm not really worried about the quality of football. I think what people are identifying, though, is tying back to the cap. You know, people don't really want to watch, you know, good college players not be good, especially when those are their guys. And I think with the number of rookie quarterbacks that are in the league necessarily because of the way the salary cap works, I think people are a little hesitant to get on board when they see guys who in college were really setting records and then they don't perform very well at the NFL level.
Sam, we didn't know that you went to J.P. Losman University, and you filled us in on that. But now we did know that you're a college graduate, or at least you went to college, because you used the word moreover, which we make fun of our co-hosts for using that word.
I used that, and they murdered me. You said it. Nobody said a word.
He's really intelligent. He was talking. Yeah. Trust me, we were thinking it. Hey,
Hereafter,
Sam, tell us all about Sumer Sports and what you're doing on social media.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of great stuff on SumerSports.com. We mentioned it a couple times. Go check out my All-Pro article. There's a lot of cool insights in there. Also, we have some great player pages up. If you know, are going into your fantasy playoffs and you want to, you know, get away from what all those other guys are looking at, you want to get some really detailed information, we have some cool stuff on our player pages. Also, you can find on the data tab on SumerSports.com. Finally, I'm hosting Sumer Daily every single day if y'all want to tune in. Catch, you know, live reactions, some college football, and a little bit of hot takes. That Sumer Daily is for you.
There he is. Thanks a lot, my friend. Look forward to
talking
to you again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Good stuff.